This is URN,
the Film Show Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to the Film Show on URN. I am Alessandra, and with me in the studio are Josh, Ibby and Neha. Neha, what did you think of Inside Out?
I loved it. I really liked it. We were discussing earlier how I really like family films and things that involve kids and show different emotions, and that's exactly what the film is anyway. I totally loved it.
Yeah, I would agree. Ibby, you rave about this film.
Well, we were raving about it last year before it came out as well, and I was so excited about having a children's film that kind of deals with mental health. And I watched Inside Out in Bangladesh, which is a country that doesn't really discuss mental health that much anyway. And I remember watching it and just seeing the general reaction of the audience was, wow, this is really deep. And this makes so much more sense. And it's kind of like thinking, okay, so it's okay to be sad. And it's okay for you to feel lost and confused. And that's amazing.
At number two is Sicario, which I saw last night, and I'm so excited to talk about it. So Sicario stars Emily Blunt. It is basically just about the effects of America's war on drugs and the effect that has along the Mexican border. When it begins, you've got some script coming up which describes what the meaning of Sicario is, and these really bassy, booming drum things, which is just so ominous, and you immediately tense up. And you're scared for what is about to happen. You're filled with dread. And that basically continues with the entire film. It's really, really gritty. But at the same time, I liked the fact that the camera was often happy to look away from really, really brutal stuff. It didn't feel gratuitous, which I think is the danger of things like that. And I was at one point reminded of American Sniper, which was accused of glamorizing guns and violence and things. And I felt like Sicario was a step up from that kind of thing, because it's not really about that. The performances are really great. Emily Blunt is fantastic as the kind of screaming conscience of the film, and Benicio del Toro is quite terrifying. it really, really moved me and affects me. And I talked about the camera looking away from brutal things, but at the same time, the camera work in general, there are these wide shots of the Arizona desert, or, you know, of really beautiful and desolate landscapes at the same time, which I don't know if this will appeal to everyone, but I was at once engrossed in the film and at the same time thinking about, you know, the futility of human endeavor for both good and bad ends. You know, it really, really affected me. And you've got the wide landscapes, but at the same time you have the shadow of the aeroplane or like the shot of a car, which just shows how small it is in comparison to everything. Really, really good film. And yeah, I was thinking about it on the whole way home afterwards, and I have nothing but praise for it. I'd be really interested to hear what anyone else thinks of it, so you must go and see it.
This is Mark Kermode. This is the Film Show on URN.
Thank you, Mark. I love that ident. let's talk about some other films that we have seen this week. Ibby, you saw 99 Homes.
Yes. I went to watch 99 Homes because of the cast. I love Andrew Garfield. I love Michael Shannon's work. And Laura Dern is a fantastic actress. So I really went in going, this is a film which, even if it's not that great, I'm going to enjoy it because I know the acting's going to be top-notch. And it was. It is a fantastic and horribly depressing film. It makes you hate capitalism so much, and then at the end of it you realise no matter how much you hate capitalism, you're stuck in the system.
I feel like you should put a disclaimer on your review of that, because you already hated capitalism, right?
I always did.
Also, this week, the Savoy had a special screening, which was run by the university's very own Impact magazine, of Alien, which is the classic sci-fi, and I had never seen it before. I know that's... Thank you.
Leave.
Yeah, I know. It was because, you know, there are so many references to Alien throughout kind of, you know, TV and everything, that I felt like I'd already seen a lot of it. Because when you know about the scene with John Hurt and the alien coming out of his stomach, because it's been ruined by Graham Norton and Family Guy and all kinds of other, like, it's everywhere. When you know that, I thought that was probably the most memorable scene in the film, which is not by any means. It you know, it's up there. But yeah, I was really, really impressed by it. I was really glad that I saw it. I did think it was a bit slow to start, but that is probably partly because I knew what was going to happen in the opening minutes. Like, yeah, I pretty much know that the alien is going to end up on board with the crew, which I think everyone knows. But I thought, yeah, it dealt with tension really well, and the characters were, I was with them, although they made the wrong decisions all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have never so much just been sick. Like, at about halfway through, I had to go, okay, they're just never going to make the right decisions. I need to get over that and try to see past it for the rest of the film. Yeah, it was really good. It's always difficult, I feel, to distance yourself from these kind of classics. What do you guys think of Alien?
Absolutely love it. It is a fantastic film, and I think one of the strong points of it, and I draw comparisons to Jaws when I make this, is you don't see the alien for much of you don't see clear shots of the alien for much of the film, and I think that's something which any great creature film does well. Jaws did it, Cloverfield did it, and Alien does it amazingly. And I think that's a really nice touch, because that really drags you into the horror of the film. You don't know what you're looking for. You don't know where it's going to come from.
Yeah, especially because you get shots of its mouth. It's really slow shots of its mouth opening, and you're just like,
oh. Oh, the effects are fantastic. They hold up so well. Because it's a classic, and it's an old film, and effects still hold up.
Real effects nearly always hold up, I feel. It's bad computer-generated effects that you notice years later.
Well, he knows how to unveil it, so he knows some of the ideas you hear about how they just did the face hugger, like when they're dissecting it. It's got, like, scallops in there. I think there's a bit of straw. It just... amazing, just weirdly good use of practical effects.
My favourite behind the scenes story from Alien is that in the classic John Hurt scene that you mentioned, Alice, none of the other actors knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. Really?
Yep. They weren't told about what was going to happen in that scene. They were just told just be in you know, in shot, and
even better.
They knew that what was happening. They didn't know how much blood was going to be there.
They were given a basic premise of the scene, but they weren't actually told that there was going to be an alien involved in the scene quite the way it was.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. I was really actually surprised by the stuff that happened on the planet. I really liked it. I thought it was really beautiful when they're exploring that kind of the planet where they find the alien. I thought it was just self-contained film all within the spaceship. Yeah, really good. If you haven't seen it, then definitely, definitely do. Although I think most people have seen it. I'm just some sort of weird anomaly. But this fits in nicely to our discussion about sci-fi films. So I just wanted to talk about, because obviously The Martian is top of, we said it's smashing the UK box office
and
at the moment.
And also another Ridley Scott film.
Another Ridley Scott film.
Got it.
And yeah, sci-fi has been like on the up and up, I think, in the past few years. Do you guys like sci-fi, firstly? Are you big fans? You're all fans of Alien, so I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say.
Yeah, I like sci-fi films.
Probably my favourite genre, if I could name one. I'd love it.
Okay, so what are some of your favourite sci-fi films? This is just a really fun thing to do.
I mean, I saw that question just like 20 minutes ago. I could easily talk for hours here. This is bad. Well, Alien, to say, all the best sci-fi stuff you've got to see is going to be tapping into these ideas or just feelings that... did touch on everyone. So one of the reasons Alien does sustain itself so well is it's about loneliness and isolation, and also that fear of something being inside you, of being infected with something. So like, there's a lot.
I think
in
also
there
that really basic human survival instinct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
taking that to extremes. That's always a really interesting subject. Now we are talking about biopics and real life stories presented on film and how they deal with real people and real events. Obviously, Suffragette came out on Monday, the big Carey Mulligan film about the suffragette movement, and she is a composite character, so she never existed. It's just, she's kind of a placeholder. Do you think that is okay in biopics, or do you think that it is better to focus on? By all accounts, it's done really, really well. What is your opinion on composite characters specifically?
Well, composite characters are an interesting take, because you had Jessica Chastain playing one in Zero Dark Thirty, but that was actually done for security reasons, because the individual women involved in the operation for Osama bin Laden can't be revealed yet because of the Securities Act. So that had to be a composite character. But then you have Suffragette, where you have a lot of really really important women who I think you could have shone the spotlight on. So I don't know. And mind you, this is as someone who hasn't seen Suffragette, so I can't really comment on how well or not well it's been done. I guess it really depends on what the message of the film is. And I realise it's a bit of a cop-out of a statement, but with Zero Dark Thirty, it was more of, I mean, the plot was more of, the drama behind the coding and just the military intelligence side of it, and you could get away with having a composite character there. Suffragette, I feel like, because the story is so much about the women involved, and you have, of course, you have Meryl Streep playing Emmeline Pankhurst, yeah. But apparently that's only a 90-second role. She's still going to get a nomination, just saying. But that, I feel, it would have been perhaps a bit more fruitful if you'd taken on the actual women in the film. But I haven't seen it, so very, very iffy judgment here.
But unless you've got a well-known woman...
New voice, that's Nathan, producer.
Oh, new slash old voice. unless you've got a woman at the forefront of the public's opinion, public's mind, that everything happened to, then you're never going to be able to sort of tell a story in little bits of different women's experiences. You've got to have sort of one central role to go through the entire film, I would have thought.
That is, I think, often the function of a composite character like that, is to be a kind of cipher for the audience, and then it's all up to the actor to try to flesh that out and make it a believable person with real emotions. But also, I would say, in defence of Suffragette, which I also still haven't seen, but we will be talking about it on next week's show, there's no doubt, that in an interview with the BBC, the writer said that the reason that she made... Kerry Mulligan's character is because she felt that the working class kind of attitude is what people will relate to now. It would be more difficult for people to come in from the middle class kind of, because it was really the middle class, Emmeline Pankhurst and
yes,
stuff, who
yes,
got the ball rolling and, you know, motivated the troops, as it were.
And it was a very specific type of feminism at work,
yeah.
Then it wasn't very intersectional, and that was because of the context of the time, obviously, but then I guess that raises questions of whether doing that and kind of portraying the events in a different way is a good idea.
This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.